There are not a lot of services available for older LGBTQ adults. One example is grief support groups. Lesbian and gay people often have a hard time finding a safe space where they can be vulnerable to talk about loss. Kathy Ritchie from KJZZ in Phoenix reports on how LGBTQ grief groups help people and why advocates say we need more of them.
Lana Jo Rich lost her wife, Rheta, to cancer roughly 8 months ago.
I didn't even think about the fact of my grief loss journey was going to require me to keep coming out.
Even at the end of Rheta's life, she was coming out to her doctors, the physician assistant, the phlebotomist, and after.
Lots of my friends would say, oh, be sure you go to the grief group and they're wonderful, that kind of thing. Well, those were all straight people.
And she didn't want to have to come out over and over again to yet another group of people, let alone do the emotional work of explaining her relationship with her wife and partner of 38 years.
I couldn't do that when you just want to be there to focus on getting over your grief and trying to move on or figure out what to do with grief.
Rich's story isn't unique, and it's why Southern Arizona Senior Pride, an LGBTQ advocacy group in Tucson, created their grief groups 5 years ago. Livina Tomer facilitates Rich's group. Like a lot of grief groups, Tomer opens up the meeting by checking in.
And then after the check-in, we will then go around and people will expand on their week or their feelings or how they're doing with their grief and loss.
It's a universal start to a meeting, though some topics that come up are specific to this community.
We have lived with hostility and discrimination and being less than for so long that it's what we walk with all the time.
For Tomer and others like Sarah Bonson, it really comes down to this sense of constant loss, from hate crimes to family estrangement to coping with the death of dear friends during the HIV epidemic.
Just knowing that you belong to this group, right, and having to do that work to become understood, to have other people see your humanity, really takes a toll.
Bonson is the LGBTQ community liaison with the Pima Council on Aging.
And so that's one of the reasons why it's so important to have spaces that are designed specifically for LGBTQI+ people, so that at least you can process your grief and loss outside of a situation in which you might experience minority stress.
Minority stress can result from discrimination, and it can lead to poor health outcomes for older LGBTQ people. According to an article in the Journal of Gay and Lesbian Mental Health, minority stress can cause cognitive decline among LGBTQ elders. The researchers noted that social support and LGBTQ community engagement help. Stacia Ortega is the director of bereavement services at Hospice of the Valley in Phoenix. She says even within the supposedly safe confines of a grief group, there can be a lot of fear of judgment.
And so when a death occurs and they are going through the grieving process, they may not be able to be public with that.
She says their LGBTQ grief group is one of only a few in a city that has the ninth highest concentration of same-sex couples in the country, according to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. And if an LGBTQ person is made to feel like their relationship matters less than other relationships, they can experience disenfranchised grief.
And disenfranchised grief is grief that is not always or necessarily supported by society. A lot of times it's not recognized as legitimate.
So the person grieving may not disclose that their partner or spouse was of the same sex, she says. But even if a couple was open in life, after a death, the people who once surrounded them may no longer show up.
So they feel sort of abandoned by that experience. They may not be able to participate fully in a memorial service or funeral because their voice isn't heard, because the family is just making plans.
Of course, not being heard happens in life, too. Lana Jo Rich had to make changes to many of her bills when Rheta died. She had a hard time removing Rheta's name and adding hers to certain bills. Eventually, things like her cable were being shut off.
It's like, oh, great. So I'd call them and tell them, look, I'm legally married. And if what do you do with husbands and wives when this happens?
It gets old fast for Rich.
You just want to be you.
And when you can't, it's hard not to feel like your life and that of your loved one matter less, even in death. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.